This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Much of the water used by data centers is not being reported publicly. It raises transparency concerns across our drought-prone region, a hotspot for the industry. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel has more.
Data centers power everything from streaming to artificial intelligence, and they rely on water to keep computer servers from overheating. But researchers say a fast-growing problem is how little is known about their total water use.
If we don't have the data, if we don't have the transparency, we're just walking in the dark.
That's Anna Pinyeu-Pervet, co-author of a new study out of the University of Illinois on data center water use. National estimates suggest data centers used about 17 billion gallons of water in 2023, and demand is expected to rise as AI and cloud computing expand. She says better transparency could help the West weigh trade-offs as demand for data and water continue to grow. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
When wildland firefighters are on prescribed fires, they're breathing the same smoke and facing many of the same hazards found on wildfires, but they don't get the same extra hazard pay, though that could soon change. Resolving that disparity has been a long-standing demand. In its proposal to do that just this week, the federal government acknowledges the real dangers of prescribed fire. That includes open flames, falling trees, unstable terrain, and significant exposure to smoke and other toxins. Max Alonzo is Secretary Treasurer of the National Federation of Federal Employees.
We've been working on this issue for years and years, and it's just extremely exciting to see it actually happen.
Firefighters make most of their pay in the summer. Having a pay bump for prescribed firework in the off-season could help them get through the winter months. This is CPR News and KRCC.